A year ago today, Belgians went to the polls to choose a new government. They're still waiting. Politicians from the Dutch-speaking north, Flanders, continue to wrangle with politicians from the French-speaking south, or Wallonia. In the middle is Brussels, the only officially bilingual part of the country. It's not just politics. As the world's Clark Boyd reports, Belgians are often divided musically as well.
Alors on danse.
Alors on danse. You can't go many places in Belgium, or Europe for that matter, where this track doesn't get airplay. It's by Belgian hip-hop artist Stromae. That's an anagram of maestro. But there is one place where his hit doesn't ring out. The Brussels Metro recently said it would stop putting French-language music on its piped-in playlist. Metro officials said they received complaints from Dutch-speaking writers. There were too many French songs being played and not enough Dutch songs. The Metro's solution? Just play songs in Spanish, Italian, and English. Lady Gaga's been in heavy rotation lately.
Lady Gaga has a contract with the Metro, and that's no problem. To me, that's the big problem. I don't like Lady Gaga.
That's Brussels-based author and blogger Marcel Sell. He notes that now, neither of Belgium's musical cultures, Flemish or Walloon, will be celebrated in the capital's own metro system. But when it comes to music, Sell says it's more than just a language divide.
Old-fashioned pop that is produced in Flanders doesn't really match the French taste, which is also more la chanson française.
Ne me quitte pas, il faut oublier tout.
Some Belgian artists, like Jacques Brel, managed to be musical heroes for both Dutch and French speakers. More recently, a band called Clouseau has been popular nationwide. They sing in Dutch with a bit of French thrown in now and then. This track is called Leve België, Long Live Belgium.
Oh, vive la Belgique, yeah, Leve België. Oh, 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 oh.
Bob Driga runs the Vanilla Record Shop in Dutch-speaking Ghent. He says Dutch-language bands like Clouseau generally don't do well in French-speaking Wallonia.
It's strange, it's another country. It's language, it's historical. I think the bookers who book the bands and put them in clubs, the Flemish bookers work in Flanders, and the Wallonian bookers do the same in their territory.
Driga says he has tried to sell French language bands in his shop over the years, with only limited success. Etienne Bourges, who is based just outside of French-speaking Liège, has tried to feature Flemish artists on his radio music program.
They have a very good young singer called Milo. He's important right now in Belgium because he says, he sings what many people don't even dare to say.
Where I'm from, they don't like dreamers. They're told to shut their mouth. Where I'm from, they're divided between the north and the south.
Milo's taken a lot of heat from his Flemish fans, though, for tracks like The Kingdom. Still, says author Marcel Sell, the song at least has a shot at getting played on the metro in Brussels, because it's in English. He says his country is missing a great opportunity.
The politicians are quarreling about myths and symbols. If, instead, they were promoting both languages in the metros and saying, well, this week we will have a Dutch song promoted or French song promoted, I think that would be very interesting. That's the kind of investment we should do, especially in Brussels.
For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Brussels.
Where I'm from, they just keep rooting. Heads are always hanging low. Where I'm from, the Congo River never got nowhere to go. Where I'm from, words are repeated, but they never really rhyme. Where I'm from, the kingdom's trembling. Where I'm from, they're losing time.
You can watch music videos of some of the Belgian artists Clark Boyd mentions in his piece. Just go to theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Please join us again tomorrow.
Today.